In fact, those highly effective worldwide communications and distribution networks could be used to bring about positive and compassionate changes. Imagine if the Nike swoosh, McDonald's arches, and Coca-Cola logo became symbols of companies whose primary goals were to clothe and feed the world's poor in environmentally beneficial ways. This is no more unrealistic than putting a man on the moon, breaking up the Soviet Union, or creating the infrastructure that allows those companies to reach every corner of the planet. We need a revolution in our approach to education, to empower ourselves and our children to think, to question, and to dare to act. You can set an example. Be a teacher and a student. Inspire everyone around you through your example. I could encourage you to take specific actions that will impact the institutions in your life. Speak out whenever any forum presents itself. Write letters and emails. Phone in questions and concerns. Vote for enlightened school boards, county commissions, and local ordinances. When you must shop, do it consciously. Get personally involved. I could remind you of what the Shuars told me in 1990, that the world is as you dream it, and that we can trade in that old nightmare of polluting industries, clogged highways, and overcrowded cities for a new dream based on earth-honoring and socially responsible principles of sustainability and equality. It is within our power to transform ourselves, to change the paradigm. I could enumerate the amazing opportunities we have available to us for creating a better world right now. Enough food and water for everyone. Medicines to cure diseases and to prevent epidemics that needlessly plague millions of people today. Transportation systems that can deliver life's essentials to even the most remote corners of the planet. The ability to raise literacy levels and to provide internet services that could make it possible for every person on the planet to communicate with every other person. Tools for conflict resolution that could render wars obsolete. Technologies that explore both the vastness of space and the most minute subatomic energy, which could then be applied to developing more ecologic and efficient homes for everyone. Sufficient resources to accomplish all of the above, and much more. I could suggest steps for you to take immediately to help others understand the crises and the opportunities. Offer study groups about Confessions of an Economic Hitman at your local bookstore or library, or both. A guideline for doing this is available at www.johnperkins.org. Develop a presentation for a nearby elementary school on your favorite subject, sports, cooking, ants, almost anything, and use it to help students wake up to the true nature of the society they are inheriting. Send emails to all the addresses in your file, expressing feelings triggered by this and other books you read. But I suspect that you have already thought of most of these things. You just need to pick a couple that most appeal to you and do them, and to realize that all of these are part of a much greater commitment that you and I must make. We must commit ourselves absolutely and unequivocally to shaking ourselves and everyone around us awake. We must hear the wisdom of the prophecies, open our hearts and minds to the possibilities, become conscious, and then take action.